This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I realized today that Nikki brought it up again. Today is AJ's birthday. Did you know it was AJ's birthday today?
I didn't know until she AJ,
for those of you who don't know, AJ was the first employee at this place, and if you're AML or ADL, then you would know that AJ had a bad turn about a month ago. I could be, no, this past Saturday night would have been 4 weeks. Seems like longer. And I got a call, and it was it's the worst call you'll ever have. Somebody you really love, his wife called and said, AJ's at the hospital, his heart stopped. He was in the parking lot at a Dairy Queen, and you can see on the security camera, he just sat down, and then he stopped moving. What happened was, he went down, the Dairy Queen employees saw him, ran out, checked him, identified very quickly that something was very wrong, dialed 911, activated emergency medical systems. They got there within 4 minutes. It's all on the clock. And started CPR. They recognized that he was flatlining. Hit him with the paddles 5 times on the way to Olathe Medical and got his heart restarted. He'd gone into what's called ventricular fibrillation, VFib. And that started a really terrible 4 or 5 days of, he was on a ventilator, unconscious, propofol, and you're staring at your buddy in that room with all the wires, all the monitors on him, monitoring every function, your heart, your lungs, your breath, you're on the ventilator watching that happen. It's just a terrible cacophony of beeps and buzzes and sounds and your friend there with a pipe sticking out of his mouth and IVs in both arms. And it's just it's a heavy sight when it's somebody you love. He comes off the ventilator and he wakes up. And over the course of 3 or 4 days, you can really see that what we were terrified about was that he'd had some kind of horrific brain injury that you couldn't come back from. It's what they call anoxic. So just you go without oxygen. His heart had stopped for 6 to 8 minutes. No oxygen. And that's a destroyer. That's just a global destroyer of your brain tissue. But a miracle happens, and he's AJ. I mean, we're talking. He's having, like, real conversations, and then they hit it with the second problem. And he'd gone for an angiogram. They had thought he had an electrical issue with his heart and we would just implant a defibrillator. Mm-hmm. That wasn't to be the case. What they discovered was he had a massive coronary blockage, and that's what triggered the VFib. He's lucky it didn't start into a huge heart attack like the end-all be-all one.
Yeah.
And he had to have a quadruple bypass. Then you have to make the decision because you just had this injury. You just had this brain injury, and it's a risky thing. And he just said, let's get it done. So he goes back under, open heart surgery. This is within 2 weeks of the original.
Yeah.
Comes through that after hours, great surgeon, back to the ICU. And he took a couple hits. When they start and stop your heart and put you on the heart lung machine, and when they do that open heart surgery, and they're in there changing the physical nature of your heart. They're adding in new, they strip it out of your legs and your arms, and they put in new bypasses. And he threw a couple pieces of plaque, and it gave him some more damage. And that was terrifying. I mean, because he'd fought so hard from such a horrible zero. Yeah. You're dead. But then, just like AJ, he comes back again. I'm like, God damn, son, you got more lives than anyone I've ever met in my life. He deserves
every one of them.
Oh, both arms, both legs, reading, comprehension, cognitive, everything. It's AJ. Mm-hmm. So good, though, we move him to St. Luke's Rehabilitation Center, where they're going to give him 3 hours a day. And within 8 days, he tests past their problem, past their help. And so there's no reason to keep him in the hospital. AJ is now at home, and he's doing outpatient, and he'll be back at work soon enough. It's really been something. But I just realized today's his birthday.
Yep.
Today's his birthday.
Today.
Did you grab him?
Yeah, I got him on the hotline right now.
Can I have a birthday bed, please?
So let me see if we can grab him and bring him up here, man. I want to wish him a happy birthday. Like, hey, man. Hey, AJ.
Johnny Dare.
Hey, brother. How are you? Happy birthday.
Man, we are back.
Hey, what are you doing on the speakerphone? Jake not tell you to get off the goddamn speakerphone?
Oh, no, he didn't. Sorry.
I know you. Listen, you, but no better than that. What are you doing?
All right. I'm off speakerphone.
Are you in the bathroom?
I just woke up, bud.
Oh, it just sounds hollow. I can barely hear you. I'm sorry, man. It's a bad connection for us.
How's it sound now?
It's you're okay. You're better. So listen, how you feeling, man? I was just explaining to the audience how everything's going.
Yeah, man. I mean, we freaking, thanks to the help from all of our doctors and nurses and therapists that we've been through here the last few weeks. Yeah, man, we're doing great. We're back in the real world. So
yeah,
it feels good, man. I mean, it's nice to know. Just listening to everything you said that I've went through, which I've been told 100 times, but when you're told 101, you're still like, holy smokes, man, all that we've been through and where we're at right now. Geez,
yeah.
Couldn't be more thankful where I'm at right now. I can tell you that.
What a great birthday. Like this, if this isn't the best birthday you've ever had, I don't know what is, right?
All I'm thinking is, especially after my doctor was like, you've been approved to, for sexual activity. That's probably what I should end up doing all day long.
Did you say sexual activity?
What?
I thought I caught that. Yay, you.
Did you say your doctor's approved me for sexual activity?
Right.
Yeah.
He said it so nonchalantly.
So that's all you're doing now at work? You're just taking the paycheck and just doing that all day? That's all you're doing? Is that your cardio?
That's what I probably should be doing, especially on my birthday.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what you should be doing on your birthday, my friend. That is exactly right. So this has been a really crazy trip. And has any of your memory come back at all?
I have no knowledge at all about what happened.
Yeah, it was.
I just remember waking up with people going, that all these people that I love around me, and with that nervous look, and I'm like, I don't know why you guys are looking like this, but I feel great.
Yeah, it's not good. It's
it'd be confusing.
It was pretty confusing. I remember just telling you, like, trying to explain it to you, and you were looking at me like, are you effing with me? And I'm like, no, man, I promise you, like, I'm telling you the truth. This is what's happened. But because your body kind of protects itself, your mind kind of protects itself, it's so traumatic to have something like this happen that the doctors believe that your brain kind of goes, now we're just going to go ahead and just put that somewhere else. You don't need to think about that. Let's just do this other thing. And so for a long time, man, at first, the first couple of weeks, it was really screwing with you.
Yeah, it was tough, man. I mean, just to think of the what ifs and all that. It certainly was, it was heavy, but, yeah. I'll tell you what, just having having my daughter in Seattle and my younger daughter, Abby, here that lives in town. That, you know, just have being surrounded like with them and you and Ryan and Bob, and just it just kind of made it like it was, you know, it was kind of like fun, you know, where we got together. We got together every day.
You did.
Johnny brought me lunch. Bob brought me dinner.
You're such a dick.
I laughed at your demands or wishes.
Oh, my God. Bean burritos, no red sauce. No tomatoes on anything. Don't let them put the red sauce on the Nacho Bel Grande. I need a cheeseburger with American cheese. No tomato, no matter what. Mustard and ketchup on the side.
Like my strawberry Sonic shakes.
Yeah,
come
on. Not Shake Shack. That is no good. That's not good enough. It's got to be. I literally give him. I go spend $19 on one cheeseburger, one French fry, one shake, and he comes back and tells me how it's not the right shake because he needs a Sonic strawberry shake. But Wicked, you can't say anything because he's in cardiac ICU. So there's nothing that can be said. You just have to leave the room, get in your car, drive to Sonic, get another
get
one,
it.
Drive back again. There's nothing you can do about it. And you knew there was nothing I could do about it. How long are you going to milk this? How long are you milking this before you show back at work?
How long before I show back up at work?
Yeah, how long are you going to milk this whole, I had open heart surgery, I died on the ground one thing, before you show up here again?
I'm ready to get back right yesterday.
All right.
But we've got one more, you know, rehab run we got to do at Advanced KC Downtown.
Ability KC, yep.
Ability KC Downtown.
That's right. You have your first day this coming up Monday?
Tuesday,
that's right. All right. Well, are we having lunch again? Is that we start up our regular lunch program?
That's a done deal.
All right. I know. Listen, I get whatever sir wants. Whatever the prince would like, I run along and I go get it.
Good.
Oh, I know what to get him if I have to go to Chipotle. He's got a very specific need at Chipotle. Very specific need at if it's a Wendy's or if it's a Freddy's or if I go to Jimmy John's or if I'm off to Taco Bell. You don't want to screw that order up, do you, AJ? You don't like it when people get your food wrong.
No, it's completely fine. It's just that you're a perfectionist, man. You want to make sure you get it right. That's how much love you have in your heart.
Yeah, listen, that I still owe you $50.
Well, man, I can't wait to get back because it is going to be the best the day that I walk through that door and get behind that studio, you know, board and I'm back to normal.
Ah, dude, everybody misses you. This place doesn't work without you. I love you, brother. You are the heart and the soul of this place.
Well, I love all you guys, man, and thanks for the birthday call. I appreciate it.
Oh, hold on. Wait. You got birthday wishes, man? Hold on a second here. Hold on.
Our hearts stopped for our friend AJ recently. I mean, not like his did, and I don't mean to scoff. But your heart actually stopping beating for 6 to 8 minutes in the ensuing major bypass surgery?
Man, there's really better ways to get your birthday off.
Happy birthday to our friend AJ.
All kidding aside, we're glad you're healing up and we love you very much.
But I'm guessing you want to heal up real quick so you don't have to spend so much quality time with Johnny.
Yeah. Do you miss me, by the way, seeing you every day, twice a day?
I miss being able to crop dust you at least once a day.
Oh, dude, you have no idea. I was like, is this some kind of a neurological brain problem he has now? Like, he doesn't know when he farts?
It's so funny.
I was like, this is terrible. And then one day we're sitting there. This is a true story. Everybody listening, if you're just joining the show, AJ, a friend who works here, production creative director, who was here, he got me my interview. And he's gone through all of this. His heart stopped, and then he had to have a quadruple bypass. But then 3-4 weeks into this, I'm over at St. Luke's Rehabilitation Center, and he gets hot and cold. He's like, I want a fan. Turn my thermostat down. I'm too cold. I'm too hot. But he's sitting there talking to a doctor, and I'm quietly on the other side of his bed. He is not in his bed, but there's a fan on the arm of his bed pointing at where he would normally sit. So it draws air from the outside and points it to the inside of the bed. He's sitting in a chair talking to his doctor, who's to the right of him. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh. Before I think about it, I interrupt the doc. I go, hey, dude, did you take an S on me? Did you fart on me? And he starts looking at me. And I'm like, hey, no, for real, man. Like, what did you just do? And he thought he'd get away with it, but what happened was it went out from under the blanket on his leg and got sucked into that fan that would have blown in it, but it blew it directly in my face. And I was like, you are the grossest son of a bitch in the history of gross. I was like, Jesus Christ.
He's in a hospital. No, he's got medicine in him.
And then because I called him out on it, 2 days later, I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, come on, man. And he's got that little AJ look on his face. Oh, did I do that?
I guess it just is kind of my thing right now.
Is this the damage you sustained? The neurological, like everything else works, cognitive, everything's great. You're still the great creative AJ, but you have to fart on me?
Yeah. I hope it doesn't continue, but it appears that that's the case.
It was awful. Like that literally shooting a fart through a fan into someone's mouth is awful. It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing to do to your friend.
Especially the guy bringing you lunch and all that.
Yeah, and he instantly regretted the bean burritos with no red sauce. Yeah. Yeah, no, I did it to myself. Hey, happy birthday, my friend. And now you're not getting away without a birthday song.
AJ went down outside the Dairy Queen. His heart stopped beating. There ain't much more to say. And while we're thankful to all the EMTs, somebody didn't get their peanut buster parfait. Talking about our friend AJ. He lived to see another birthday. Oh, yeah, AJ's our guy. Oh, he had to one-up us all by being the only one of us who's actually, died. About AJ, we don't know where to start. Prove that he's the only one around here who actually has a heart. So heal up real soon and come back to your job. Before you know it, you'll be well enough to play frisbee golf with Bob.
Which sounds super exciting.
For you, our hearts did break. I mean, not like yours did, but you know what I'm trying to say. And so to our friend AJ, we'll just say we love you and have a happy birthday. I mean, there's better ways to get your own parody song on this show, other than rising from the dead. But, whatever works for you, drama queen. Get better and get your ass back to work.
Happy birthday, brother.
Happy
I love
birthday.
You, man.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah. All right.
I love you guys.
I love you,
love
man.
Love you, too.
And you enjoying sleeping in your own bed?
Oh, you kidding me?
I remember the doctor said it was okay to resume sexual activity. It is your birthday today.
Right.
Have you pointed that out to your lovely, and by the way, caring, wonderful wife?
Well, it was Jake called me before I had even had a chance to get up and let her know, but... I think she's listening, so.
We should get a doctor to send a note that it's imperative you have sex today. Listen.
I think so.
All right. I'll see what I can do. I'll see if I get an email sent from an official document.
All right. I love you, man.
I love you, brother. I'll talk to you. Happy birthday.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Stay right there, man. Hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.